touched on already a few times. It goes back to the Mishnah, where we had a machlokes regarding the brachos. The Mishnah talks about the bracha Baruch Adam among other brachas. And then at the end of the Mishnah, mentions Yirakos being Hadam according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bar Min Edishayim. The Gemara references Machokis, if you will recall, and Daf Lamed Zayin and Bet Aleph as well, in connection to the Sugya there of Kol Sheyeshbo and the Ishu Pusas Kayamos, and the Braisa happens to mention a bracha of Kosher Shachita being Bar Min Edishayim. As opposed to another braisa, it says Bar Pi Adama. So the Gemara responds over there in Daf Lamed Zayin by saying Har Yehuda Harabanan, quoting the Mishnah here of Yirakos, according to Rav Yehuda, that you make a Bar Mitzvah Dishayim. So too, Rav Yehuda has another example where he's consistent with his Shita that you say Bar Minei Zirayim on Kosis Sachita. That was not mentioned in the Mishnah, but that is mentioned in the Tosefta and again in the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. Rashi already there gave us the perspective. Rashi there on Daf Lamed Zayin, just remind everybody. Rashi, again on the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei, Rashi just simply explains Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda, boy, heke brachel chomin umin, without giving us a makar for it, Rabbi Yehuda requires more pirut, being makir, the specific min, therefore not just general priyadamba, but the shayim, for those things that are like lettuces and so on. That's on Yirakos. And then on Rashi Lamed Zayin, when the Gemara references Rabbi Yehuda Gabi Zrayim, Rashi again brings perspective on this, which is our Gemara right now. Hadiktani Mizrayim Rabbi Yehudi, Diktani Lachomin Umin Me'im Berchaso Kinvorish Kamad Bepirkin, the Gemara we're about to read. Hilkach Yirakos, you make Barmine Zrayim. Lachitim Dizrayim Ninu, that's a kernel, Dizrayim Barmine Zrayim. Now, just take note of the way Rashi continues there on Lamed Zayin. It's going to be helpful for our Gemara that we're about to read. Rashi concludes there. Again, you're going to be chazaring it anyway, so it's good to connect the deck. Although, no, the chazar is started on the ches. Okay, but Maisa, it's good to chazar everything, right? Rashi says, "Urabanan bein zrayim bein yirakos and via zrayim via yirakos by piadama." Lush and Rashi to conclude is below be inan. Rashi puts into Shitas Chachamim that they do not require to every min me'im b'chaso. In other words, they dismiss Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. That's how Rashi presents Shitas Chachamim. Okay. With that in mind, let's look at the Gemara here in Daf Mem. Again, we discussed this a little bit there as well. Zok the Gemara of Yehuda Omer Bomin Edishoyim Omer Rav Zera. So the first comment is, who we paskin like? We have Shitas of Yehuda, Shitas Chacham. So Amav Zer v'itim Rav Chanina bar Papa, ein alach Rav Yehuda. We don't accept Rav Yehuda Shita that you make a special bracha above Nidisham. There is no such bracha. You say Bar Pi Adama on Yerakos. The obvious question that Achronim ask is, who needs the Amora Rav Zera to tell me that we don't follow the Shitas HaYachid? We know generally alach Karabim, Yachid alach Karabim. So why would you think differently? It's a good question. There are a couple of suggestions that can be made here. One is that maybe we read the wrong girsa. And that is interesting because, again, we pointed this out once before. There are mekoros in Chazal on this very comment that it actually says halachic Rabbi Yehuda. It makes it more interesting because there's another Gemara that we'll soon discuss in Sukkah, where there's another parallel sugya where there's machokis v'yudah chachamim regarding mitzvahs, birchas mitzvahs, and there the very same Amora comments, and this is halachic Rabbi Yehuda, which creates interesting question of why here yes and here not. We'll discuss that. But indeed, there is a girsa, and Rabban here reckons with it, is ma'arech about it, that they will go and say halachic Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so then that's clearly a chiddush. And you have to know why the halacha shafal shitas yachid. Okay, but obviously that's not the gisa that we have. That's not how we paskin. And then the question comes back. Why mention Ein Alach Rabbi Yehuda? So one suggestion could be, I think the Pnei Yeshua says this, maybe others in the back of the Gemara, that since the Gemara is soon going to quote a pasuk to support Rabbi Yehuda's shita, what it's based on. So we find sometimes the Gemara says that the halacha might be like a yachid, the Mesari Leikra. He has a good support what he says, so there's an exception to the normal rule of Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. of Ein Lacha Ki Yachid, I should say Neged Rabin, because the Yachid has Messiah like cross. So there's an idea that maybe he could have thought to pass like him. But maybe even a better answer, and this is going to become clear as we go on, because Dafka, because there's another Gemara in Sukkah, that we're going to see a Machokas of a similar nature, of to see the exact parallel in the nature of each Machokas. And Dafka over there, the Halacha follows Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that when you have different mitzvahs to perform, you actually say a special bracha for each mitzvah. You don't just say one general bracha of all mitzvahs. And the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, so, and that's based on the same underlying logic as we'll soon see in the Gemara. So one could have thought that just like over there, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, so too here. Again, for Haraya, there is such a gist to hear halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So if indeed you could see it as one machlokas and you parallel the issues to see how they parallel one another, so then there's a need to tell me the very fact that there is another application of Rabbi Yehuda Shita where we do accept him. So that's why we have to tell we hear otherwise. Okay. So let's go with the Gersa Shofaneinu, and we'll have to see how to reconcile the two Gemaras soon. But therefore, that is the first statement. En halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda k'fi Gersa Shelanu. Now, l'maisa, we don't have passing like him, but where is he coming from? And maybe that's why we have to tell me en halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, as we suggested. So now the Gemara continues and gives us pshat in the Shita that even if we don't passing like him, but there's what to think about. And that is the following. V'yama, Rav Zeir, the same Amorayim. The Amr of Zev Timber of Chnei Bapap, Chnei Bapap, again, if the Gersas Lach Rav Yehuda, it certainly makes sense that he's telling me Pshat in his reason. If it's in Alacha, he just wanted to tell me why I would have thought maybe otherwise. What is the reason? My time, Rav Yehuda. Why does Rav Yehuda say that there's a special bracha more befirut on Yerakos to say the Shayim as opposed to the general Bar Pi Adam? My time, Rav Yehuda. Amakra. So he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim Samaches. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Those are the four words quoted in the Gemara. Then we ask a question. So we say we thank Hashem by day, not by night. Interesting question. Does Yom always mean day, not night? Yom can also mean the entire day, 24-hour unit. The Mashah says because it's Yom Yom. Ah, I'm saying it twice. So then it would be Mashma Dafki Yom Laila. So this is the question of Bechiba Laila in Mevarchin also. Ela lo malach, tell me, Chol Yom V'Yom Ten Lo Me'ein V'Chosav, that there's an idea of giving Hashem his brachos every day, Me'in Yano Shel Yom, in other words, to describe on that day, thanking Hashem in a way that's relevant for that particular day. We see what kind of applications the Gemara has in mind. The Pashtusim means that we are maskir the day called Me'en HaMa'ora when we daven. We say Al Anisim when we daven on Purim in our Shmona Esrei, be it on Chanukah, Al Anisim for Chanukah, Yal V'Yavo for Yonim Tovim, Rosh Chodesh. So that's one application. Ten lo Me'en Bechosav in Tefillah. But Rabbi Yehuda applies it as well to the Min. Hachinami kol minu min, every min that you're mishabeach Hashem for birchas anenin, ten lomein b'chosav. Just to have perspective, this pasuk, just to see where it appears, it's always good to see where things appear in context, how the pasuk pshat of the pasuk is explained by the mefarshim, there's a range of perushim, and what's the full pasuk really? This is in Tehillim Samaches, it's a rather long kapitel, and in the middle of this, about halfway or so through the kapitel, you have the this pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. We do actually say it today in our davening, in the chain of psukim that we have, the spring of psukim in the Bo'ed Zion. We have, we quote this pasuk. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamas Lanu Hakel Yeshua Seinu Sela. Sounds a little cryptic, unless we've already done our research to see what the words mean. What do the words mean? Break down the pasuk. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Thank Hashem every day. Yamas lanu. What does the word yamas mean? What's the shorish? What is yamas? Yamas means to load. To load, right? So, inyan hat'anas masa, says the Mitzvah Siyan. Yamas lanu means he loads on us. What does that mean exactly? Hakel Yeshua Seinu Sela. Tzelis, like an exclamation point, let's say, forever, exclamation point, Hakel Yeshua Seinu. So just to read you a little bit, it's a Brit Tehillim, just to have a chance once I have the pasuk quoted. So the Mitzudas learn to say like this, Ro'i lanu loma Baruch Hashem, it's appropriate for us to say Baruch Hashem, Asher b'chol yom to'ein lanu. He learns the yom going together, not Baruch Hashem yom like our Gemara sees it, but yom yamas lanu, that on a daily basis he's to'ein lanu. What is he to'ein lanu? What does he load onto us? His brachos. Berchosav, o tovosav, v'kitzer, v'davar hamuva me'elav. Hakel, who's Moshiach lanu ad olam. Yamat, that's the seller. So it's yom yamas lanu. Baruch Hashem, yom yamas lanu. Every day he's giving us goodies, packages. Okay, this is how the Mitzudas David learns. The Rashi has a different twist on the words. Baruch Hashem is going back on the word Shiru, the Lakim, the beginning of the kapitel. Yamas lanu, yiten lanu Yeshua Rabba, mikol omes, kechoa shenuchal se'es. Knows the yamas means not he's according to what we can carry, we can bear. Knows he gives us the brachos according to our ability to sustain it. Sometimes a person gets brachos that are overwhelming and they can't contain it. Like you don't know what to do with it. Let's say you win the lottery, $1 million tomorrow. Would you know what to do with it? Would you know how to handle it? Would you spend it on the right things? There's a pasuk in the brachos, the hisigucha. Brachos who come to hisigucha, they'll reach you. A person has to know how to handle a bracha. Kohanim, like I, and so Gabriel and other Kohanim, yeah, a few in the shir. So we say a bracha, a tefillah, when we bow to duchen. He brought some panacha. That this based on the Gemara Sota, Shdei Bracha, Shdei Tzana Lubarich, Esam Chayisal Bracha Shleima, the Lo Yeh Ba Shum Nichshav Yavon. So before we duchen, we say a tefillah that we're in Shulchan Aruch, that the bracha that we're about to give should lead only to good things and not to Chas V'Shalom Nichshav Yavon. Not every bracha you can take it in. So that's what it actually seems to say here, that he's given us a Kol Shenuchal Se'es. This is Rashi. Yeah, the Radak, Yamas Lanu, a few things he says, Yamas Lanu Yeshua Seinu. So Yeshua Seinu goes on Yamas Lanu. Yamas Lanu, okay, Yeshua Seinu Sela, so it's going, he Yamas Lanu Yeshua Seinu, the Yom Yom Baruch. So he learns that the Yom Yom is going to Baruch, like the Gemara here. So just a little perspective, Mamish, the bare bones of the idea of the Pasuk. Back to our Gemara. Gemara takes a pasuk and just runs with it. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. First of all, the Yom Yom is going on the beginning. That's why it only quotes the first four words. So what's the Yom Yom? Only by day? The answer is, there's an idea that we thank Hashem, we acknowledge that particular context, and the day, the time that you're the Mevarech. So Rabbi Yehuda extends that idea, just like there's an idea of Me'in HaMa'or, I guess we could say. We daven, we acknowledge a particular time. We mention that, incorporate within the tefillah. So that idea of Pirut, of being specific, of being relevant to the time of day, each day for what it is, so too, Mashiach Be'ech Hashem for the particular food that we're eating over here. So the more specific, the better. The bracha is enhanced by being specific. Yom Yom, so too, Me'in Bechosav, and so too, so target the bracha to the day and target the bracha to the min. This is, again, this is the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda as explained in the Gemara. Yeah, that's the Gemara. Now Rashi just gives us the basic idea, yom yom b'shabbos me'in shabbos, the yom tov me'in yom tov, as we explain, and we can extend it, I think, obviously to Yamim Tovim of the nature of Purim and Chanukah, which are not formal Yom Tov Midoraisa, but I think that would certainly be as much relevant in terms of the Yom Yom idea, that's the idea of Me'in HaMa'or that we speak about. Yeah, this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda regarding Yirakos and also Agabe Zerayim, as we saw, Purim Nezerayim. This is the Gemara over here. Now, there's another Gemara in a slightly different context. That's Gemara in Sukkah. A number of things to take note of in terms of the Gemara there vis-a-vis the Gemara here.
Yeah.
Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav. Let's just ask a simple question before we even read the Gemara in Sukkah. Within Birchas Hanenim, what's the Shita of Chachamim? The Chachamim who hold that you make a Pri Adama Bein on regular Pri Adama, whether Yerakos, whether Zrayim, they don't require you to change the Nusach for Zrayim for Yerakos. Where do they stand on this issue? So, the Lashon Rashi that we mentioned, quoting Daf Lamed Zayin, Rashi says, the Chachamim don't accept the Din of Ein Berchosa. That's Rashi's Lashon. Lo be'in l'chomin min b'chasa. They don't have this halacha period by brachas. Now, obviously, they certainly understand that you say Yal V'yavo when you daven on Yom Tovim. Shabbos, you say Mekadosh HaShabbos and you're davening. You acknowledge the day. So that's for sure. But this hachinami, this extrapolation, in other words, of me'ein kom min u'min, that they don't accept. That's what Rashi says. Lo be'inan l'chomin mein b'chasa. That's Shitas Chacham. Okay. And if I ask you another question, look at the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Hey. Before you get to Yerakos, what do we have in the Mishnah? You have Peres HaIlan. What do you say in Peres HaIlan? Bari Pri Eitz. What do you say on Peres HaAretz? Bari Pri Adam. And then we have Hamotzi on Lechem and Pergafen on Yai. What's that about? Rashi says that the Chum don't require Kom Minim in Ein Bechosa. They argue Rabbi Yehuda. They don't say Bani Dishayim. They don't accept this. So why do you have these different brachas? Why don't you just have one general bracha for all the foods? What's the pshat? How do you explain according to Rashi? Yeah?
Like Rabbi said before.
At the time, okay.
Kol min v'min in Peres HaAdama. They don't accept. They still accept.
You mean, so you would say, well, I said it within the Rashi, or I said it without the Rashi? I don't know. I mean, maybe I said it in the Daf Lamed Hey, not Daf Lamed Zayin. In other words, you're saying it's about how specific you want to be. But Rashi's lashon is, again, go back to Rashi and Daf Lamed Zayin. Lo be'inam l'chom minam min me'in v'chasa. No, so why is there a separate bracha? Let's say Bari Pi Eitz versus Bari Pi Adama. Isn't that also an application of kol minam min me'in v'chasa, that you're distinguishing Pi Eitz and Pi Adama?
Maybe like in Rashi and Lamed Zayin, l'chom minam min me'in v'chasa, like for every single min, but not.
You're saying the Rashi means l'chom minam min to that extent.
Yeah, to that
that's the question of the word to Rashi, no?
Yeah, I guess.
Without Rashi, you would say that the Chachamim don't hold that you have to apply it to that fine extent, to the extent that you separate. And we'll see, there is a mashmos in there. We'll see, we parshim say like that. It's just how far to go. In other words, you could have said, Lulei Divrei Rashi Daf Lamed Zayin, the way Rashi concludes, I could argue that Chachamim in principle accept Baruch Hashem Yom Yom as extended to Kol Min U'Min as well. Just like Baruch Hashem Yom Yom every day Me'in B'chaso, so too Chol Min U'Min. However, what does the Chol Min U'Min mean? Does the Chol Min U'Min have to break down? Even Rabbi Yehuda says you make a Bar Pi Adam, what's not Yerakos, what's not Zerayim. We're not going to distinguish a carrot and a tomato, right? We're not going to start. Then how specific do you need to get? There's going to be a line that's going to be drawn at some point that they're going to say, but that's Chol Min U'Min. So Rabbi Yehuda goes as far as he goes to distinguish Zerayim, Hosachita, distinguish the Shayim. Chacham say, I don't have to do that. But in principle, they're totally bought into Rabbi Yehuda's Tiz Rasha completely. That's what I could say. And therefore, Vaharaya, Bari Pri Eitz Pri Adama, that's a distinction that everyone can recognize. So that's the Makit Kol Min U'Min. That was good. But again, the Lashon of Rashi didn't sound that way. Rashi says they don't require Kol Min U'Min Mein B'chasam. So what that would tell me is that the Din of Bari Pri Eitz and Pri Adama, these different brachas are not an application of this principle. It's something other than that. It's something more fundamental than the din of Rabbi Yehuda, because they don't accept Rabbi Yehuda. So just to explain it better, so what would it mean? So what is the halacha? Why do we have Bari Pri Eitz versus Pri Adama? Why do we have different brachas for different things?
Well, it seems from Rashi that the only part that he says, is only going on Zerayim Men.
This is what you're going to say. That Rashi only meant...
Rashi says...
Yeah, but Rashi's saying it in that context, but Rashi is saying a bigger issue. Rashi's addressing that particular Nakuda, but meanwhile, Rashi is giving you a mouthful for the Chachamim. Why don't they require Bnei Yisrael? Because they don't require Kol Minim Chachamim. They dismiss Rabbi Yehuda's principle. Memela, I ask you another question. I say, how come you make Bar Kriya Eitz as a new bracha and not just put that under Bar Kriya Dama? The next Mishnah on this Amma tells you, B'diyavet, Bar Kriya Dama, Yayot Sei Bar Eitz. So why do they have to create a new Bar Kriya Eitz bracha? Just leave everything Bar Kriya Dama. It all comes down to the ground anyway. I was going to say what it depends on, but you could have just, or found some other Lashon that's Lashon Kolel, or even for all the foods. The fact that you have specific brachas and specific foods, if it's halacha main brachas, then they do accept it. So Rashi should use different language. He should have said, they don't accept that this should be enough to be fulfilling that requirement. You don't need to go that far. It's not Rashi's Lashon. Rashi's Lashon is, they don't lo be'inan l'chol min amin min b'chas. Rashi doesn't mean just as applied over here. More likely, the answer is that the din of Bar Kriya Eitz is not because of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So, what would it be? Yeah.
Even without a drasha, maybe the Chum just want to be mitzvah specific in their brachos.
Without a drasha. But just not. Want to be mitzvah because it shows more of a chashivas to what? Chashivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the min. Yeah. In other words, a bracha chashuva for something that's more chashiv. A ha'eitz is more chashiv than ha'adam. But ha'raya, we have halachas of kedima bebracha. And if you say that already, let's be mitzayin another Rashi, that you will be chazering, yeah? Look in the sugya of Daflamin Test by Yerakos, when the Gemara mentions Barak HaParas Tamidim, and possibly what the machokas could have been between them. So the Malagreg and the Mevarech, right? So it could be, why did he laugh and why did he do what he did? So look at Rashi's lesson there. Dibra Maschil Umelagreg Savar. Shilakos is Adama, so he shouldn't made on the Shilakos, on the right, not on the Basa, right, on the Paragios. So Rashi's Lashon over there, Daflamin Test, take a look. Shehi bracha chashuva la'atzma l'dvarim chashuvim. How do you go l'hagdima? What's the Lashon of Rashi? Why is there a bracha bar pi Adama and that should have taken precedence of a Shahakal? It's a bracha chashuva l'dvarim chashuvim. I want to use that Lashon Rashi and maybe run with it. In other words, the idea of the differences in the brachas. You have Adama as distinct from Shahako. You have Ha'etz as distinct from Hadama. You have the Hamotzi for bread. You have Hagafen for... It's a function of the Chashivas of the thing you're making on. And a more Chashiv the item, the more that the brachas should relate to the Chashivas of the item. This is a different idea than what we're seeing in Rabbi Yehuda, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Kol Min Umin. This could be a different idea that the Chacham of course accept. You're saying this sort of, but I'm bringing you a Rashi. Baruch HaChashuva, L'dvarim Chashuvim. So one could have basically assumed that's Chachamim, that they dismiss this idea of Kol Min Umin Me'im B'Chaso, but nevertheless, there's an Indian of L'dvarim Chashuvim requiring Baruch HaChashuvim. Again, alternatively, but again, I don't know if Rashi would necessarily hold this way, you could have said that in the Chanami, the bracha of Ha'etz versus Adama is an application of that. It's just a question of how finely you want to draw the line. Yeah.
Also works very nicely with the first Rashi in the Perek.
Rashi the Perek, yeah. Rashi
says a couple of brachlat.
That's by Yayin. Yeah, so you think, so basically it becomes everything like that. Yeah.
Everything's a
function of chashivas. Yeah. So yain is chashiv in extreme way, super way. That's why it's bracha. But ultimately, the gradations of brachas within the chacham scheme is a function of chashivas. And within the Yehuda, there's another principle. There's another variable that gets also into the mix, and that's just baruch Hashem yom yom kol min umin. Again, or. In the Chanami, Rabbi Chachamim are buying into Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, not just for Tefillah, but even for Birchas Hanenin, but Ad Kedei Kach, to make a separate period. In other words, would you say that Zrayim are more chasuv than what's not Zrayim? Kosachita? No. Chashivas wise, it's all the same. The Zrayim are more chasuv, less chasuv? No. So therefore, it's all by Pi Adama. But when you talk about Ha'etz versus Adama, you're talking about two different tiers of chashivas. So that's a different principle. That could have been what's going on to the Chacham. Yeah?
even within, meaning I'm just, how do they draw the line? Because I mean, we understand that Paschal Chitin is going to be much more chashuv than Paschal Sorim, so much so that it'll override.
What say? You have two hamotzi, two tiers in hamotzi. Yeah, that's kedima halachas, but in the nusach itself.
Well, the reason why it gets kedima is because of the chashivas.
Yeah, there's halachas of kedima. There's also halachas of the nusach, the matbeah halachas. Once you have hamotzi lechem aris, lechem is lechem. There is, chashivas can have different ways to play out. Chashivas can play out in terms of a new matbeah, like yayin being the sameach and soed, and that gives its own bracha. And lechem is what it is, it has its chashivas. And then you have chashivas playing out within the same tier, but there could be kedima given to shivasaminim and chavid and chit and so on. Okay.
So what's the tier difference between
ha'etz
and adama?
No, it's a dhamma. Well, because you have halachas, you see that Bikurin, you see this halachas that distinguish other areas of halacha. Ha'etz and adama are distinct. So it could be that gives us the right to see them as two distinct tiers. I think so. Okay, let's see the parallel sugya in Sukkah, where this issue also emerges as machlokes of Ibn Chachamim. Here, we're dealing, number one, with Birchas HaMitzvot, not Birchas HaNenen. But there's another fundamental difference in the issue over here. Here we're not talking about, by Birchas HaNenen, we're talking about one item in front of you, and how specific should the bracha be on that item. When it comes to mitzvahs, we know, when you're going to put on tefillin, there's a nusach bracha that's specifically targeted to the mitzvah that you're doing. You're not going to say, ala mitzvahs, just whatever mitzvah you're doing. Hakol Modin, there was clearly a Birchas HaMitzvahs that in a normal situation, when you're doing the one and only mitzvah, you're going to specify the mitzvah that you're doing by name. Al Achilas Lulav, L'Aniach Tefillin, Al Achilas Matzah, L'Aniach Ati Batzitzis, whatever. But where does the issue play out, this Machlokes, regarding mitzvahs? Zavtu Gemara, Sukkah Mimpah, Tanu Rabbanan, Ha'oset, so actually, no, a little further. Tanu Rabbana, yeah. Hayu afana mitzvahs harbe. In other words, you are now about to do a plethora of mitzvahs at one occasion, one sitting, at one time. Doesn't say in the Braisa what they are. It just says mitzvahs harbe. And then says the Tanakama, you say not a separate bracha for each one of them, but rather Omer Baruch Hashem Shana Mitzvot Mitzvot Ar Mitzvot. So rather than having the Matbeya for each mitzvah and say each bracha for each mitzvah, you combine one Birchas HaMitzvot for all. But what's the unifying factor here? They're all mitzvahs. You're not going to say fill in mitzvahs, whatever, in one bracha. They're all distinct mitzvahs. So you say ala mitzvahs. Now, what are the mitzvahs, for example? Rashi gives us the mashal. Lita lulav. Yeah, so you have sukkahs, you're taking a lulav. Reishi basukkah. You're going to do the reishi basukkah right at the same time that you're taking the lulav. Rashi continues. Laniach tefillin, lesati batzitzis. Putting on tefillin, putting on a talis. This is, where do you put the punctuation in Rashi? The simple reading of Rashi. It's all one occasion. You have four mitzvahs in front of you. How is it possible to have these four mitzvahs at the same time? Tilas lulav, reshi basukkah, tefillin and tzitzis. Tefillin and tzitzis. What? Well, you want to put a comma there. I see. So Rashi is giving you two and two. Okay? That's if you hold it, you don't wear tefillin and chalamayit. There's a long arichas, and this is a sefer called Sharashim in Hagi Ashkenaz. It's already five volumes already out. The thickest volume is volume five. I don't own it because it's out of print now. I tried to get it. Someone loaned it to me. But it's the entire sefer. The whole series is about trying to revive and make people aware about the old minhagim of Ashkenaz that sometimes have fallen by the wayside to the extent that they haven't really been preserved as well as they could have been. So this entire fifth volume is all about showing how there was a deep-rooted minhag, very well established, until the Reish Yosef brings the Zayar, and that sort of shifted things in the Gra away from that, but long-standing Menhagim in the Rishonim's time before to where it's called Chol Hamoed. That was what this entire issue is about. Very thick, a lot of tons of Mamakos. So it's definitely not so difficult to read Rashi without a comma. And to say Rashi, and this is why the diyuk that they make from Rashi, is that, yeah, that it could be very possible to have all these four mitzvahs in front of you on Chol Hamoed. You're doing it all together. You're going to sit in the sukkah. You're going to take the lulav. You're going to put on tefillin, and you're going to dive in the sukkah, and you're going to have the lulav.
You can't eat.
Right afterwards.
You're not eating. You can eat while you're wearing tefillin. People wear tefillin all day, and they eat.
You're not going to eat before you put on the tefillin. When are you making the lulav?
So it's going to be right after you finish davening. It's a hefsik to saying, right? From the time you start the davening, it's after the bracha. It's ala mitzvahs. So that ala mitzvahs is going to go on the suda after your davening. What's wrong? You're going to sit in the sukkah. Also, the leisha could be walking into the sukkah. Not everyone holds after eat. It's a whole different sheet of the leisha basukkah. The guidance is just coming in. The shehiya and the sukkah, that could be the leisha, not the achila. So it could be that also. Could be the pshan mashi. So the leisha is not on the achila. So you could be eating in the sukkah. People like have a minute to take the lulav in the sukkah. So you take the lulav in the sukkah, you have a basis for a leishiv, basis for Antilas lulav. The tefillin is right then, one after the other, boom, boom. So that could very well be the reading of Rashi. Okay, those who want to say it's not a raya, so then they have to put the comma in as if it's two examples. So there's two examples, two separate examples, two and two. Okay, this is the mitzvah's harbin. Okay, so according to the shita first mentioned, the Tanakama, so you don't make each birchas mitzvah that you would otherwise do if you were doing that mitzvah in isolation. It's interesting because typically you would make talis and tefillin would be done together. So it's not even like such an odd situation. I mean, sukkahs and lulav, I don't know, but here you would normally have it. So it means it would happen more often than you realize. Rashi says, how you will find out? It happened to be. No. So ala mitzvahs. The Yatzei de Kulan, and that is a way of fulfilling all of the mitzvahs and all the brachas together. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mevarach, Al Koachas, Ve'achas, Ve'ne'ach. No, you don't do that. You make a separate brachas a mitzvah for each bracha. It's going to be separate brachas. That's what you do. You don't bundle together with one brachas a mitzvah in generic terms. Omar Abzera, this should sound familiar to us and the Amora as well. Ve'item Abkhanim Ba'apapa. So Hilchisak Rabbi Yehuda. Sheets of Yehuda is accepted halacha, means you don't say ala mitzvahs, you make special brachas for each one. The Amar observed him, Rabchini, by Papa Sem Amora, my time of Yehuda, the Sith, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Tilim Samaches, the Yom Barchanos, the Bala Imbarchanos, so Ella Bolo Malcha, the Chol Yom Yom, Ten Lom Ein Berchosa, Achenami, the Chol Dovar, the Dovar, by Yasit's Russian is Bechol. Minu min, that's the Birchas Hanenin application, extrapolated from B'chol Yom B'Yom. Here it's B'chol Davar U'Davar, each thing of Birchas HaMitzvah is Tengel Me'in Birchosa. So here we have Kol Yom Me'in Birchosa, Shal Shevach Me'in Shal Shabbos, Rashi says, Shal Chol Me'in Shal Chol, Rashi throws that in as well, Shal Yom Tov Me'in Shal Yom Tov HaMa'ora. That's Me'in HaMa'ora, that's Me'in Kol Yom B'Yom. But why do we go? We would go from there. We go there from there to Me'in Kol Davar V'Davar. So now, if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Mitzvahs Harbei, because we darshin Kol Davar V'Davar Me'in Bichosav just like Kol Yom V'Yom, so then what's going on over here? Rabbi Chassanen. Now, granted, there is a difference. Number one, this is Birchas HaMitzvahs, this is Birchas HaNenen. So should that be the basis why maybe by Birchas HaNenen we say, in Alach Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going with the Gersa that we have. If you say Alach Rabbi Yehuda, then everything works out perfectly. It's always Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the din. But if we don't accept the Gersa that Ramban quotes, then it comes out that there's a difference. So what should be the basis? So it may be because Birchas HaNenen, we don't go that far to darshan it. We only darshan if we got birchas mitzvahs, and we have to know what would be the difference. By birchas mitzvahs, we want to preserve each bracha for itself and not just say generic ala mitzvahs. But birchas hanenin, we don't have to be so specific. Is that what it's about? Or maybe it's about the particular context of each issue. Because notice, we're not talking about making a bracha generically on tefillin for itself. Now here, we're talking about the min is in front of you. How specific should it be in your nusach habracha? So, Yehuda says, you make yetbori minei deshoim on your rakas. I'm saying you make bori piyadam on your rakas. By tefillin, everyone agrees you make a mitzvah tefillin or a liniach tefillin on tefillin. Shailit, if you have the few together, that's the context over there. Now, over here, we wouldn't say, no one would say if you have different foods that you're going to find one bracha to unify all the foods. To the contrary, there's this issue of kadima that we're going to see. So that's bar that we're talking about different contexts. And yet, there is the idea of Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim as applied over there, that the Chachamim feel that it's enough to go together. Maybe the point is, in halacha, there is halacha Rav Yehuda, because in that connection, we want each bracha to be said, not just when it's by itself, you say laniach tefillin, and you say until asula, but even it doesn't get swallowed up by nala mitzvah when you're doing mitzvahs together. There is a matbeah, after all, of laniach tefillin that exists. If you're putting on tefillin without anything else, you say that bracha. If you take a lulav by itself without any other context of another mitzvah done at the same time, you have a bracha, it's a matbeah. So there, halachic Rabbi Yehuda, that we want you to be mefaret that specific mitzvah, even when you're doing it together. We don't make it ala mitzvah. That could be a very interesting distinction. Whereas over here, maybe in halachic Rabbi Yehuda, that it's enough to say the generic al pi adama and not be mefaret. Could that be a possible distinction? Because we're not talking about exactly the same type of situation. These are some of the possible ways to think about the issue. Yeah? That's correct. But the answer is, you're right. You're quite right. In that way, you're right. Because we are misakin, especially Nusach Mekadosh HaShabbos, for Shabbos and Yalav V'Yavo. But that seems to be a base everyone agrees. That's Baruch Hashem Yomim, everybody agrees. The question is, what happens when we go from there? So, okay, according to Rashi's Diyuk on Daf Lamed Zayin, the Chum don't accept extrapolating from that. To go beyond that, to B'chol Min U'Min. But what are we doing over there in Sukkah? We are extrapolating. B'chol Davar V'Davar, and we're Halachic Rav Yehuda. If we're going according to Rashi now, so the Chum don't accept it. So what could be the difference? How come so? It could be that by Birchas HaMitzvahs, we do accept it. You have to know exactly how to be masked with the difference. By Birchas HaNenin, the Chol Min U'Min, we don't accept it. The Hana is Hana, so we don't have to go be specific on the Hana. But the mitzvah, maybe it's a chepsa-oriented issue. The Hana is the Gav. I'm just giving you a possible svara off the top of my head. I'm just giving you, maybe you can find a marker for such a svara. In other words, my starting point right now is the Rashi Lamed Zayin. If we don't go through that Rashi, we have much more leeway here. And that's what some Achronim are going to go with. That the Chum really also accept, at least the Chum over here. But for now, the Chachamim dismiss, both here, anywhere, they dismiss Rabbi Yehuda's extrapolation. But we are going to start distinguishing. So here, Halachic Rabbi Yehuda, and this is by Sukkah, and here, in Halachic Rabbi Yehuda. So why should we pick and choose? So one thought could be, this is B'chol Min U'Min, this is B'chol Davar V'Davar. So how could it be different? So you say b'chol min u'min by birchas hanenin. So you don't have the requirement to go beyond. We have hierarchy of brachas hashivas. Leave it at that. But to go and say I have to be mefaret for the shoyim and zirayim. No, the hana is hana by the gavra. I have hana. I just make my regular bracha priyadama. That's the category. I don't have to go be mefaret. But mitzvahs are different. Birchas mitzvahs are different. Why? So birchas mitzvahs are maybe chepsa oriented, not gavra oriented. I'm just giving you one possible way to see why it's different. So I have to be mefaret, even though I'm in a context where I'm doing many mitzvahs. So why can't I just speak about mitzvahs? No, target the mitzvahs. Say what you're supposed to say. If you were saying it by yourself, you would say that bracha. So you say it even when you have other mitzvahs. That's one way to think of it. Another angle could be the application of this halacha over the mitzvahs is you already have a matbeya of the bracha by mitzvahs. Again, by tefillah, we're creating the matbeya. Yeah, understand that's a given. But now, when we're talking about extrapolating b'chol davar v'davar, so b'chol davar v'davar says if I already have the matbeya, it exists in a different context. If I'm doing this mitzvah by itself, I would make the bracha with the nusach that's mefarek the mitzvah. So that doesn't get lost in the shuffle when I do a few mitzvahs together. Therefore, I accept Rabbi Yehuda over there. That to that extent, b'chol davar v'davar ein b'chosa means that I maintain the pirud that I would have otherwise. That's halachic Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas over here, am I going to create yesh me'ayin, a new matbeah of kol min u'min? That's what Rashi says at Daf Lamed Zayin, that the Chacham don't have to go that far. They don't go, they don't accept B'chol Min HaMin B'chol, to create a new period. But if I have already a Madeya that suits that mitzvah, so there, Halach Rav the Chacham, they disagreed on that too. They said, no, we're going to swallow everything together with one bracha. Okay. But that we don't have to go so far. There's an added chidush in the Machlokas there, that the Chachamim there are going beyond what we would see over here in the Chachamim. Here the Chachamim is saying, don't go so far as make a new nusach for the Shayin, for Zibrayim, beyond Pri Adama. Okay, that I hear. Maybe in Och Rabbi Yehuda, we accept that. But the Chacham over there are saying something beyond that. They're saying that I already have a nusach out there that exists for each individual mitzvah. You do it by itself, you say that. But when I'm doing it in connection to other mitzvahs, in the context of other mitzvahs, then they are advocating that you're going to say bracha klolish of ala mitzvahs. Okay? There, we can embrace Rabbi Yehuda of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Kol Davar Me'ein Berchosav, because I'm holding on to what I have already. So the ten Me'ein Berchosav there is more appealing to me. Because there I'm holding on to a nusach that I already have, then I can accept Rabbi Yehuda's seed. That's amazing. I'm giving a svar. Okay.
Yeah, meaning, just to clarify, so you're saying in both cases you're really maintaining, meaning in one case you have, meaning really in both cases you have the matbeya of the first, let's say, six brachos of kadima, and then the brachos of the mitzvah. So in one case, we're trying to minimize it, and therefore we'd say, no, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, really we're just trying to maintain the brachos that we have. So to the other case, we have the six brachos, or I guess, of kadima, motzi, v'chulu, and then we're saying, no, we're just trying to save this matbeya, as opposed to going right.
I think you're saying more than I'm saying. You're saying, I'm not saying that here you're preserving the matbeya, brachos. I'm saying by brach, I mean, you could say like that, but I didn't mean it that way. I just meant that we can more readily accept the Rabbi Yehuda's formulation of kol davar me'ein b'chosav in a case where I already have a matbeah that exists for those individual things. Here, I want to take it beyond that and create a new matbeah. Not because I want to preserve the old matbeah.
But is it because if we're starting from scratch, then both...
I understand, but I'm not starting. There, everyone agrees, hakol modin. The Chachamim over there also agreed that if I do each individual mitzvah for itself, there is a specific nusach. So the context of that machlokas is fundamentally different than over here, where we are dealing with one bracha on one chetzah. How specific should the nusach be? Over there, we're talking about where you have a context where different mitzvahs that would ordinarily have their individual brachas, would it lose the individual brachas and become one general bracha? So maybe that's the difference of why over there in halachic Rabbi Yehuda, that I can preserve what would have otherwise been the nusach habracha for each one in the face of the fact that I'm doing it and not yield for something new of an ala mitzvah. Here, I don't create a new nusach because it's more specific.
So then how does Rabbi Yehuda start from Hamotzi? Where does he get Hadamah from?
No, so that could be the same as why the Chum say Hadam Ha'etz. That could also be general Lacha, Chashivas, whatever. When you have gradations that are much clearer, I'm assuming right now that the difference between Ha'etz and Hadam is not based on Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So I can create new Nuschaos for different things, not based on Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, based on Chashivas Bracha Chashuva. That's another principle, Rabbi Yehuda says, the din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom says that even within a particular tier, where one is not more chashiv than the other, I don't see Zerayim more chashiv than non-Zerayim, I don't see the Shayim more chashiv than not, but there's a din, a pirut, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So therefore, I'm going to create a new nusach within the categories. So Chacham say, I'm not going to create a new nusach. You know what? The Chacham say something else. There's another Chachamim. The Chachamim in Sukkah, they say, Ad kedei kach, I'd rather just make one nusach of all the mitzvahs, even though if I do individually those brachas, I would say specific bracha, but when I'm doing it in connection, conjunct with others, I'll do one brachas a mitzvah and put them all, package them in one nusach. On that, we say, halach kabirut. There, I think that the pirut makes sense, not that one much is more chashiv than the other, but nevertheless, since these brachas individually would warrant their own unique bracha. So that remains an imperative to maintain that pirut in the context of doing it with others. Simple. And Svar, I think it goes very well. But Maisa, the Rishonim Nachrim do raise the question. So let's see what I'm just giving for ourselves. We could distinguish in at least two different ways between the sugyas. What do we see on this? I gave you a few Achronim discussed. Ever since the Meiri. This I didn't give you. The Meiri and Sukkah raises a question. And I think that one of the Achronim is Machavin to this. I think the Cheshek Shlomo. What the Meiri says, here's the Lashon of Meiri and Sukkah. You don't have it. I'll read it to you. On that Gemara in Sukkah, he says, the Afal Pi Shabashishi Shabrachas Amro Beperis Aretz Shemivarach Bar Pi Adama Ubi Rakos Shem Nevlos Baaret Kruv Sukkah Karti Amru Chachamim Gan Ken Shem Barach Bar Pi Adama Rav Yehudas Omer Bavini Deshoyim Mipnei Shehu Matzrich Behem Bracha Miuchedes Umitam Kol Min Umin Tenu Mein Bechosav Ve'en Alach Gav Yud El Karabana Ve'if Nimsa She'en Anu Hochem Achatam Zeh. In other words, his gear says, like we have in our Gemara, we hold that the Rabbana, we don't accept the reason Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Bazu says to me, in that case, Perus Oretz the Yerakos Ke'en Dabar Echadhen. They are really like one thing. The Daila and the Bracha Achas. You don't need a further Pirut. They are Dabar Echad. Avo Mitzvus Eilu Kol Achas V'Achas Mitzvah V'Neatmi. They are separate. So Meiri is saying a different part, not either of what I just said. The Meiri is saying that basically, and this is what was mentioned earlier in Shia, but I don't know if it's Pshat Rashi, that the Chachamim, at least Chacham Bayas, and then maybe we can use that in terms of understanding the Gemara and Sukkah. There is sufficient period over here. There's sufficient period. It's enough. Ad kedei kach. You don't have to. Rabbi Yehuda also does this between the tomato and a carrot, right? So this doesn't require further pirut. But by mitzvahs, there is clearly a distinguishing. Now, obviously, the chachamim over there still feel that you can make an ala mitzvahs. Clearly, there's a chum in sukkah. But we can go with Rabbi Yehuda there and not with Rabbi Yehuda over here because we can accept the principle of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Ten Lo B'chol Min U'Min, but we fulfill it, even though we don't make a Bar Min Edishayim Bracha, but it's fulfilled. That's Kol Min U'Min. It's one min. This is the Meiri, but this is also the Cheshek Shlomo. The Cheshek Shlomo, one of the Achronim. So I gave that to you in the Sukkah. So he brings up Beis Ephraim, right? He brings this issue. Brachas pasak Rav Zera ba'atzmo same amora lesuch sekav Yehuda amad by hekav brachu min omin uchorim v'am sosvim that tavayu michad time enough kolei Rav Yehuda kmo sham Rav Zera ba'atzmo. It's one idea both cases. Umashta de b'hachel sekavasi beidach lo And so too, the Rambam paskins both halakas. The Shuvachas man, he says, Bing the Shuv Beis Ephraim, Sheyugish Bezev, the Kasav Yashi. So what does he say? Hasam, Kevin Shemberach Berpi Adama, Shaper Havi Heke Bracha. I fulfill Heke Bracha with my Adama. Umachluk Gamsham, in Iraqi Nikri Heke Bracha. The machok is here, the Chacham Bayas are just saying, I don't have to go that far with my Heke. Abu Bezer, Kolmod, I mean, all the Shitas over here would agree over there to be in Heke Bracha. I mean, do we have a Shitas Chachamim that goes even beyond that? Yes, that's a Chachamim in the Shita, in the Brice, in Sukkah. But the Chacham who argue here, Ein Alach Kerb Yehuda means you hold that Chachamim in Brachas. Do the Chachamim in Brachas have to be exactly aligned with the Chachamim in Sukkah? Understand? No. So that's why we can still accept Rabbi Yehuda in the Brice and Sukkah, because that is not a total Shitas Yachid. Follow me, that's the word. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even though in Brachas and Lach Rabbi Yehuda, don't think that we should also go all the way with Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chacham disagree only in a fine point in the details. And maybe I'll add here, even though he didn't say it, and maybe that's good for why Ha'etz is distinct from Adam, if you wish, if you will. You could do that. He doesn't say it, but you don't have to say it, but you could say it. They're willing to acknowledge the idea of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Ten Lo B'chol Min U'min. And that's why Baruch HaMitzvahs, they'll say it. And maybe that's why Ha'etz is before Adam. It's a distinct Baruch from Adam. But they hold, but I fulfilled Heker, I fulfilled it. I don't need to go further than that. This is what he wants to say. That's called a hecker. Machutami nikri hecker bracha. Avodizah called one the inan hecker. And he says something interesting. Let me just finish this very interesting cheshik shloma. Upazeh yishev, with this the base of fame is miyashev, divrei hagra bibi urav l'orachayim reish chavches. What is he saying here? Very interesting thing. Something that the Gra says in orachayim reish chavches. What's him in reish chavches, Rabbi say? No, what's Reish Chav Ches? Anyone know? Did anyone look it up? Yes, correct. Reish Chav Ches, Birchas Yamim Unaharos Har Mugvos. Okay, so what is Yimiyash Nigadra? The Masik Hasav, the Pasak Rav Yehuda, Mishim D'Azal Shitasa, D'Amatem Bechosav, Ayin Sham Bedok. So if you were careful and you read Cheshek Shlomo, you would want to know, what's Yimiyash Nigadra in Reish Chav Ches? So how many looked at Reish Chav Ches to find the Gra? No one tell me, but I have to tell you what was the Shita Sagra? That was Miyash, a beautiful thing. So says the Mechaber, Hayam Munaharos Har Mugvos Midbarios Omer Osi Maisib Reishis. Balayam Agadol Hu Hayam Shopen Bol Eretz Yisrael. It's usually assumed as Mediterranean. Omer Brach Tesemukin Machalam Osi Hayam Agadol. So there's a general Brach Osi Maisib Reishis and mountains and the like. And there's a bracha specifically Yamagado, Osa Yamagado. So Paskins Machaber, Reish Chav Ches, Sif Aleph. Good? Where do we find this? What's the marker of this Sak of the Machaber? What's the marker? So look in the Perek HaRoeh, in the first Mishnah in Brachas, in the last Perek of Brachas. And what does it say in the Mishnah there? Daf Nun Dalit. A few lines into the Mishnah. Al Horim Balagvos, Balayanim, and Horus Osi Maisib Reishis. Continue. It's about 9 lines or so from the top of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Ooh, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Haroe Asayam Agado. Omer. Baruch Shas Asayam Agado. Whose Shita is it that you have a special bracha, Birchas Hashem Achadayam Agado? Rabbi Yehuda. And what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? We paskin, you make a special bracha on the Yom HaGadol. What does the Gra say? Now we have to find the Gra. He says, what does the Gra say? So the Gra says that's Rabbi Yehuda Rishitasa. Zog the Gra, Pirush, Kirab Yehuda, on Omer, Baruch Shasa Yom HaGadol, Kirab Yehuda, Tzim D'Azal Rishitasa, D'Amar Ten Lom Ein Berchosav. Wow. So now we have another application of Rabbi Yehuda Ein Berchosav by Birchas HaShevach. Now, what's the kavana of the Cheshit Shlomo and the Beis Ephraim? In light of what we're saying, so there's a kasha here. The Gra is saying pshat that the Mechaber is based on Rabbi Yehuda. In a lach of Rabbi Yehuda. Sanhedrin, you're taking Rabbi Yehuda. We don't accept this idea of you need Heker, al komin umin. So how come we're passing Sanhedrin Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is Lishita, so that's why he says you make it. So why are we accepting it? So that's the problem of the Gra. So what is the answer he's suggesting? No, the Chachamim who argue Rabbi Yehuda, who say you don't make Barmini the Shamir Israel, they don't disagree with the idea that you have to be Makir Komin Umin. They just hold that when you make Priya Dhamma, that's enough of a Heker. But, okay, but is a Yamagado distinct from... Yeah, so maybe that's good enough. We can
what? In Chashivas.
Chashivas, I don't know, but no, that's what he's trying to say. Who says that they would argue, even though there's a Tanakama in Perakaroa that says, sounds like Mizmizmiz. Okay, so maybe that's the Tanakama that fits the Chacham in Sukkah. Yes? But the Chachamim over here argue on Zroyim and Shoyim, they would be with Yudah's company as well. They also held Knal HaShekin. This is acknowledged what the Cheshishkom is trying to say. The emphasis I found the Aruch HaShulchan also makes more or less the basic Mahalach is the same. In the very beginning of Reish Hei, a lot of people tumble about this stira between Sukkah and the Gemara Brachas, and he says, really, it should not bother us very much. And he basically goes with the same approach. The first Sif here, his first two Sif in Reish Hei and Aruch HaShulchan, he brings the Machokas over here, brings the Machokas in Sukkah. He says, here we paskin like the Chachamim, there we paskin Rabbi Yehuda. The Echad Mehagdolim, the door shall fanenu, doesn't tell who he's referring to. Here is Ha'olam B'Kushizu. He created a big tumult about this kasha. How do you reconcile the two sugyas? The Emes Lo Dami Kral, says the Aruch HaShulchan, 5 days. Hacha, even when you say Bar Priya Dhamma, it's also a fulfillment of Kol Min Me'im Rechosav. Priya Eich B'Fnei Atzmo, Priya Dhamma B'Fnei Atzmo, and everything else B'Fnei Atzmo. He, Mamish runs with it to the extent of Bar Priya Eich, Bar Priya Dhamma as well. That's also Kiyam. Basically, this is the Machok, this is the Mahalach of what we just saw in the Cheshek Shkoma as well. There's another Mahalach too that we'll mention, just a few minutes because we're coming to the end. So that would be like this. I gave you a Halgoz of Blessed Moshe Horovitz, okay? In the back, he's the father of the Torah Tanima. And what does he suggest in response to this kasha? Interesting take that maybe Birchas HaMitzvahs is more more willing to go with the drasha of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Why? Because of the context of the pasuk. We read the pasuk before. Yamas Lanu. What does Yamas Lanu mean? He loads on us, right? What does he load on us? Tzchar HaMitzvahs. Schar HaMitzvahs, yeah. That's what he wants to suggest is the context of the pasuk. Beis Aleph Mem Hei, Zavolezim Moshe Harvitz. So first he says, why tell me in Lach Yehuda? Because maybe we're passing like Rav Yehuda, like we do in Sukkah as well. Then there's the other Girsa, Tehillim, Lach Rav Yehuda, according to our Girsa, so what do you make of that, the distinction? Yesh Lachal Bekam Ofan, and he acknowledges, we ourselves came up with a few ideas. Yes, the hasmecha kra guf of the yamas lanu koyal scharat tzadikim avur mitzvus. We can ayru kra mitzvus, and therefore more willing to dash in the pasuk of mitzvus than on bechzenen. The orch ner.
What? What are the yamar gadol?
That doesn't help. Everything helps to everything. The other emahal helps. The orch ner in sukkah. He goes with a couple of things he says, but one of the ideas is it could be that Birchas HaMitzvahs is similar to what we do in Yalav Yavo. In other words, everyone agrees when it comes to the Yom, Yalav Yavo, Alanisim, that we go with. So maybe mitzvahs are more shaykh to that, and therefore there we can accept Rav Yehuda more readily, just like everyone accepts the Megabi. That's his basic approach. Yitzchan, mitzvahs, HaShabbos, Yantiv. That's Birchas HaMitzvahs is more analogous to that, and Birchas HaNedin is the outlier where we hold not like Rav Yehuda. I'm interested in Mar Malkam, I'll give you as well, and then we'll do the last piece of Gemara, the Agadita. There's a Tosefta in Perek Vav of Sukkah. You look at the back, you'll see something interesting. The Tosefta, we're talking about a Nusach of Ala Mitzvahs. So that we don't accept. Halacha, Kirab Yehuda, that you retain each bracha for itself. But there is an interesting Tosefta like this. Let's say you're about to be mafish trumas and maestras. Now, you make a nusach, a brichas mitzvah of your mafish trumas, you say your hafish trumas. When you mafish maestros, you have a nusach, a bracha, but a hafish maestros. But now you're about to maaser both. Says it to Sefta, you look here in the back, Perek Vav, halacha yutes. Haya mahalech lahafes truma so maisvis. Omer barcha shekin sonu lahafes truma maisa. So, what make I would hold that you're supposed to, we hold a lachik Rav Yehuda, but mitzvahs harbe, you make a separate brichas a mitzvah to each one, for talis and filling, for sukkah, for lulav. We hold, right, like Rav Yehuda, not ala mitzvahs. But here, the Tosefta says, you can say, lahafesh truma umaisvahs. So, chur, there's a simple, and the guy in his mitzvahin is Tosefta in hilchas filling. When you make a bracha, La'aniach tefillin, the Gaon says that it could be you don't have to make a separate bracha, this is a shita that started him, not to make a new bracha of amitzvahs. Says it's just like la'hafesh tumas amaisis at Tosefta. You can make one bracha that encompasses both. But isn't that against what we hold by Hayufana Mitzvahs Harvey? That we say you're supposed to make a separate bracha for each one? But l'chur, the difference should be obvious to everybody. Over there, you want to fold everything into a nusach that's basically so generic that you have not been mefarid anything of what you're doing. Ala mitzvahs, because there's no unifying nusach that can encompass tefillin and talis and lulav and sukkah. You're not going to be able to do that. So to combine, you're going to say ala mitzvahs. That's what the chachamim hold in sukkah. Nemvav, we don't accept it. Okay, so therefore you have to make a special nusach bracha for each one. But what if you have an opportunity to do two mitzvahs, and instead of having to make two separate brachas, you can find the nusach that basically is the same nusach, it just means adding a word or two. That's different. Or in the case of the Gaon, l'aniach tefillin is applicable to both mitzvahs. So then you can accept the idea of folding the two mitzvahs into one bracha, because you're not compromising in any way in the madbe'a b'ish individual bracha. Yeah? That's a good question. I thought of that. I don't know. That's a good ha'ara. Very good ha'ara. I don't have an answer. If you can come up with an answer, I'd be very interested in hearing. It occurred to me. But it's a Gaon Siman Chafei based on the Tosefta.
You can answer. They say over there that we say Mekadosh Yisrael Ve'Azmanim, so it's really Yisrael is Mekadosh Yisrael. You can't have, I mean, my source really without the Trumos. Or...
Just to end, it's already late, but we'll end the last piece of Gemara to the Mishnah. So we mentioned Rav Zeira b'itei mavchnir b'apapa, right? So we have an agadita that we end with. The Amar Rav Zeira b'itei mavchnir b'chnir b'apapa bo ure'e. Once we have this Amora, so we quote something else that he said in an agadita fashion. Come and see shalom k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basu v'dam. How different people are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the following way, midas basu v'dam, kli reikon, an empty vessel, machzik, that contains something inside of it. Male, if the kli is male, eino machzik, it can't hold, it's full. Hakadosh Baruch Hu eino kein. Hashem is so different. Male machzik, something is full, then it can contain more. Reikon eino machzik, if it's empty, then nothing goes in. Shenema. The pasuk quoted, "Vayomer im shamoa tishma." Where is this pasuk, Rabbosai? This is in Parshas Bishalach, right by Mora. Im shamoa tikoshem alokecha, ayasha ben apasus. Im shamoa tishma. So we dash im shamoa. If you're listening, you're taking in, then tishma, then you can take in more. So having already gives you ability to take in more. Vimravo tishma. Interesting. The Gemara in Sukkah quotes a different pasuk. The haya to take in more. You don't have the continuation. Yes, v'haya im shamoa tishma. That's in Kriyashma. So the Orch Haner, the Yogin Sukkah, he's medayik. Here the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Shalach. The other Gemara pasuk from Kriyashma v'haya im shamoa. So he has a whole stickle Torah about that. But this basic idea is that the more that you have, the more that you become you have the ability, and you're given the ability to be able to take in even more. Davar acher, another spin on the pasuk shamoa tishma. Im shamoa b'yashan tishma b'chadash. What does that mean? If you're listening to what was, Rashi, what does that mean? Shamoa b'yashan. This is very good for everybody. For Chazara. Remember, it's perfect Gemara to read right before it's that Chazara. Shamoa b'yashan. If you're going to be able to learn and take in what was the old, then you'll have the ability to tishma b'chadash, to learn what's new. And then we just quote another pasuk, the Yifne Levavcha, it says the low tishma, that's the Lashna pasuk. Yifne Levavcha, you get turned off. Ah, I learned it already, know it already, been there, done that. Ah, it's hard to do chazar, it's hard to learn old stuff. I did it already, I want always something new, something exciting. Like I don't feel the excitement about learning something I learned already. I shivlatishma. Then it's a bad sin. Yeah. Rashi says, Imsa kli male means Adam Chacham. And here you have a very interesting comment in the Iri that's worth mentioning. There's another Gemara he quotes. Hashem gives Chachma to people who are smart, right? That's another Gemara. So the Iri parallels that Sugi. He says, learn, these are golden years for everybody here. Learn when you're young, because that stays. Marin Shabbos, Girsa de Yankisa, Mali. And that's the Gemara later, and Kadosh Baruch Hu Nosen Chachma El Chachamim. Bekan Amru, over here, Klei Reikon Machzik, Mali in a Machzik by human beings. Kadosh Baruch Hu Mali Machzik Reikon in a Machzik. The idea being that the more that you have, the more that you have the appetite to be able to take in more. Unlike Midas Basa V'Dam and normal things of Gashmias. You're full, you can't take in. Here, the more that you immerse yourself in Torah, the more that you have the ability to take in more. That's Rashi, Kachacham, Im Shamor, Pamacha, Sobcha, Shetata, Oz, Pamacheres. It gives you momentum to do more. Im Tishma, Beyashan, Sheshanisa, Beshilashta, Masheshamata, Shtakat. If you chazer twice, three times, Mea Pa'amin, Mea Pa'am, Be'echad, then what? Im Tishma, Be'chadash.